This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhainde. About $1.1 billion is at stake for public schools across Arizona. The aggregate expenditure cap fluctuates depending on enrollment and inflation. The cap can't be exceeded unless approved by two-thirds of the legislature. Cronkite News' Faith Abercrombie says that after weeks of uncertainty, there may be some movement at the Capitol.
We cannot sit by and let this happen.
Arizona parents gathered on the Capitol lawn to send a message to legislators voting on the override of the education spending cap. Lisa Hoberg wants legislators to make it simple.
These are big dollars that our schools really need, and they absolutely need to just be allowed to spend them because they're budgeted, they've already been paid for by taxpayers, and we need a simple yes vote to allow us to finish the school year out.
The legislation was introduced by Speaker of the House Rusty Bowers this week. It passed the House Tuesday with bipartisan support.
I'm grateful that we could be here to make it official and let this money go so that they can enjoy it and put it to good use.
This small victory comes after weeks of uncertainty as Republicans waited to lift the cap, even though in the past it was a routine matter. Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman says the cap needs to be repealed permanently.
To me, the cap is very outdated and should not be holding back the students of today.
Parents like Claudia Armadiras say they still fear cuts that could impact teachers, extracurriculars, and transportation.
You're just running around thinking, what am I going to do next? Am I going to focus on transportation? Am I going to focus on my job so I can, you know, switch my job hours so I can pick up my daughter in time?
The bill needs to be approved by the Senate before moving to the governor's desk. And Lisa Hoberg says it's time for the lawmakers to be an example to the kids.
They have the opportunity to show our students that they can work together and vote on things that are important for the future of our students.
In Phoenix, Faith Abercrombie, Cronkite News.
Wages rose up to an average of 5% in the U.S., but food and gas prices rose twice as fast in 2021. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In Arizona, cities like Phoenix, Mesa, and Scottsdale saw a gap between income and the cost of consumer goods, which were up nearly 10%. Wages, however, rose by 5.3%. George Hammond directs the Economic and Business Research Center at the University of Arizona. He says people can't buy as much, given where their income is at. The biggest increases came from food, housing, clothing, and gasoline. The American West's mega drought deepened so much last year that it is now the driest in at least 1,200 years. It's also a worst-case climate change scenario playing out live, a new study finds. The study from the journal Nature Climate Change concluded that the drought is the longest dry spell since the late 1500s. Scientists studied soil moisture levels and tree rings in order to understand drought. 42% of the drought is driven by human-caused climate change, according to the study. The lead author, Park Williams, warns that people need to prepare for climate situations worse than this in the future. Hotter temperatures, more intense drought during cool periods, and more wildfires are projected for Arizona's future. That's according to the latest summary of the state's climate from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Cronkite News' Alexandra Mora Medina has more on what this means.
Temperatures in Arizona have risen 2.5 degrees since the beginning of the century, and that's shown up in increasing extreme heat in metropolitan areas like Phoenix.
Looking at the increase in temperatures in Phoenix in the last 50 or 60 years, which is much larger than the signature that we see across the state for the last 100 years.
That's Erin Ann Saffel, Arizona State climatologist. She's contributed to NOAA's state summary on climate. The statewide average daytime highs are 100 degrees, while nights average 80 degrees. Gabriel Lojero is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Phoenix. He says these temperatures contribute to the urban heat island effect.
When you have more urbanized areas, the heat that accumulates throughout the day gets trapped. So as a result, temperatures are not able to cool as much.
Lojero says the increase in population and urbanization in Phoenix contributes to warmer temperatures, and those temperatures are increasing rapidly. Safel says that's why it's important to identify urban communities that are not able to cool off at night.
There's a greater risk of a heat health situation. And so wanting to identify those vulnerable communities who aren't able to cool effectively at night becomes important.
She says the urban heat island is not something to adapt to, but instead try to reduce the risk.
Most of our people in the state live in those locations and could be at higher risk. And so understanding that vulnerability and means to mitigate becomes important.
Safel says she hopes people will use this latest climate summary as cities look to develop solutions to climate change. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina, Cronkite News.
Jeff Bezos' spaceflight company, Blue Origin, is looking to employ Phoenix residents. Blue Origin wants to hire nearly 200 people from the region to staff its new office in downtown Phoenix. The company is looking to fill positions in avionics, software engineering, data sciences, navigation and control, and many more. Blue Origin is also set to expand its offices into the Denver area. We had help today from Faith Abercrombie and Alexandra Mora Medina. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Emma Vandenhainde.